get motivated this morning. Feels like another Monday.
Kidding about that. I'm right there with you. He's going to hold off today, it looks like, but then I saw where it's going to be like 25 tonight. Like, man, I'm done with February.
Man, we've been all over the place. We were up to 70-degree weather, and now you're saying we're going to drop to 25s. Like, it needs to pick something.
Still, well, it looks like we got wide open sunshine for the weekend, so I'm excited about that. I think I got to help my sister and my brother-in-law move. They just got a new, or I think they close Thursday, I think it is, but I think I got to help them move some stuff Saturday, but at least it'll be nice weather for it.
Jesus. Moving in the rain is no fun. I've had to help people do it before, and that is miserable.
Yeah, no kidding. I remember my brother-in-law moved in the rain, and he had to drive his pickup truck with his mattress in it down 385 in the pouring rain. He said he just tried to go as fast as he could to kind of keep the cab to kind of help protect it. It did. It ended up being almost completely dry. I mean, it was like a monsoon that day, and it was almost completely dry when he got to the new place.
I've told some of my employees at work, I had sold my townhouse that I was in one time and moved in the house I have now. And I went ahead and rented a huge U-Haul and loaded everything up. And I kept it up at my parents' house. And that way when I went and signed, because I did both the closings in the same day, I went and signed one, turned around, went and signed the other one, grabbed the keys, went and got the truck, and went to my new house. That's probably the smoothest move I've ever done.
Yeah, roger that. Thankfully, ours has been real easy as well. I was in college and went into our first house, and I was able to do it over the period of a week or two on that, because I was moving out of my parents' house at the time, so that was a piece of cake. And we stayed there for about, I guess it was about, 10 years or so, or no, longer than that now, I guess. Anyway, we sold that place and then moved in with her parents, because they got a big basement. It's like another whole house downstairs. Moved in down there while we looked for another place, and then once we found the new place, it was kind of like moving out of your parents' house again. So we got to take our time with it. So it was, each move for us has been pretty easy so far. So we've been thankful for that.
Had to help people move, and when you're making multiple trips back and forth, or you got to kind of get it organized and go, and it's such a pain. But I don't know there's any easy way to move. It's just whether you do it all at one time or whether you kind of plan it out as you go. I don't know. It just sucks. I'm usually definitely not the first one to volunteer to help. It's a horrible thing to do.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, the more people you have, the easier it is. I think we'll have a good bit of people for this one, so it really shouldn't be that bad, because I think they're going to try to move some stuff, on Thursday and Friday, since they're both off those days. And so while the rest of us are working, they're already going to be moving some stuff, so we'll just kind of be on the back end of things, so this shouldn't be too bad. But like I said, I'm them nice clear skies and halfway decent temperatures, it ought to be nice.
Hopefully dog on radio will pick up a little bit, man. I ain't hardly heard much on it. I mean, by the time I get home in the evenings, even 40 meters is pretty quiet for me. I ain't been able to really play a whole lot on the radio.
Be able to jump on and probably good 2 weeks now. It seems like every single day, especially last week, was just ridiculously packed. I'd get off of work, and then for the next 3 hours, I'd have stuff I'd have to go do. then get home, you know, eat dinner, take a shower, get your stuff ready for the next day, and by the time you're done with that, you're just like, forget it, I'm going to bed.
Good morning, y'all.
KK4POT.
Hey. What about you?
Whoa, what are you doing again now? I know you're not driving the trucks anymore, right?
Possible now. Stop for the road.
That's in a bad spot. It went in and out. I didn't catch that.
Driving. I'm just local now. I'm not over the road.
Deal. Good deal. I knew you told me something about that the other day, but I couldn't remember. Well, good. You still enjoying all that?
That for a while.
Did you ever pull the trigger on that G90 or the 705?
Yeah, after, I don't know. Every time I think about it, I'm like, dang. I mean, besides the weight of the radio, I just keep thinking about how much my 7100 does offer, you know, because it, I don't know, because it's 400 watts, so if I can supply it with enough amperage, basically, it'll do 100 watts. It's just a matter of whether I want to do that or not. I doubt I will, but still, I don't know. I'm on the fence every time I look at them.
Beyond that, yeah, I've got that A57 set up for portable work, you know, and it'll do 100 watts, but, you know, I mean, I think it's a battery hog when you get into that. I mean, it just... You gotta have the juice for that.
Well, it's a 7100 fill up for 20 amps. So, I mean, it wouldn't take long to drain a battery. Unless you got something big. I don't know that I'll do that much, but still. And then I got that little QRP tuner coming in, so hopefully that'll let me work that MFED half wave on 80 if I want to.
That's one of them, kits from Jason, isn't it?
I bought the antenna, and it worked pretty good for field day. I mean, it wasn't, I don't know if I just didn't wrap the toroid quite as tight or whatever, but, I mean, on 20 and 40, I was right at maybe like a 2-to-1. And the 7100 doesn't have a tuner, so it couldn't bring them down at all. So I just went ahead and got that MFJ QRP tuner, and it'll do up to at least, I think it was 100 or 200 watts, but it should be hopefully coming in this week, KO4CN.
Cool. Daniel, did you say you were driving for Glencoe? Or not Glencoe, Greencoe.
ADM, that's correct.
Do they run those Coca-Cola trucks, or is that actually out of Coca-Cola?
Those Pepsi trucks are from Coca-Cola. Our trucks, they say Greenco on them for some of them, but we also supply other things too, so some of them say Corona on them, or White Claw, or Modelo, or whatever else, because they supply beer as well. So there's a number of different trucks, but most of them, the cab will say Greenco.
Roger that. I just passed one of them Coke trucks, and that's what reminded me of it. I remembered what you said after that. But anyway, I'm rolling up, so I need to hop out of here. It's good to hear you guys this morning. Hope you have a fantastic day. Daniel, hope your runs go super smooth, and get them drinks unloaded, and keep everybody happy with some cold drinks. And Andrew, I hope everything goes nice and smooth for you as well. So 7-3s, everybody. Hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
Tim, KM4 and AT.
Tim, take care. Don't work too hard. KJ4WZM.
Hope you have a great day at work. KO4CN.
Morning, Andrew.
How are
you doing? I'm kicking. You guys go ahead and catch up. I'll listen for a few minutes. I'm over in one of my big neighborhoods.
Said you drove trucks locally?
The road for the better part of a year, but now I'm local.
John that I grew up with, he's a, him and his fiance, he's driving trucks on the road, and man, they stay rolling all the time. I think he's been doing that for about 4 years now, maybe.
I'm thinking about once I get a couple more years under my belt, trying to work for Southeastern or another one of the local companies like that. One of those home daily type jobs, but still driving a truck. I like that kind of stuff. I don't necessarily like all the hard work that I do right now, but I do like that I'm home every day.
Besides, I don't think my buddy gets home maybe once every 3 weeks. I mean, he's down on the weekends, but, you know, he might be stuck in a hotel somewhere. And just not really getting to be home, but, you know, it is what it is. He's making good money driving his own truck. And, you know, as long as he's happy, right?
If you have your own truck, there's money to be made. Yeah, it'd be a different story if I owned my own truck. If I own my own truck, I wouldn't even consider working for a company like Southeastern or doing what I'm doing now. I'd probably either run inland port or run east coast to west coast and stuff like that, because there's serious money in that kind of stuff. But inland port to Charleston Harbor and Charleston Harbor back to inland port again, that is really good money for not a whole lot of work.
And I know he was down one weekend. I think that's probably one downside where his truck broke down. I think he had to spend, oh man, it was gobs of money. I think he ended up putting $40,000 down on it just to get it started, and then had to borrow money just to finish the rest of them. Like, God, that's a ton of money. I mean, I spend a little bit on my 250 when it goes in the shop. There's big trucks. It's crazy.
Very expensive. Sometimes it pays to know how to fix it yourself.
Imagine, but man, I couldn't get over how much he was telling me it was going to cost to get his truck back up and running. And then when he's not moving, he's not making money, so that's that one downside. But he loves it. I see some pictures that he gets to show from driving out west, and it's, man, it's beautiful in some places.
It is. Used truck that runs, that, you know, half decent or whatever, typically runs about $30,000. So when something terrible goes wrong like that, you might as well just get a different truck, unless you paid a whole lot of money for a really expensive truck.
Get up doing, he got his truck back up running basically, and went and traded it in and bought him a new one, and that's why he's like, yeah, I can't go local now. I gotta keep this one rolling so I can get it paid off, you know. Won't take him long, but it's still, that's just more years that he's got to put in on staying over the road and not doing local.
Payments on that is horrible. They charge a whole lot more money for payments on an 18-wheeler than they do payments on a car. There's a big difference in that for some weird reason. The interest rates they charge on those are ridiculous. So if you can at all buy your own truck with cash instead of make payments on it, you're a whole lot better off.
Yeah, not how much he's making on payments.
That.
One benefit he's got since he drives with his fiance, they just squirrel the money away and pay off everything.
I mean, the one attractive thing to me about going over the road like that, especially with my own truck, if I could get together the money to buy the truck and not make any payments on it whatsoever, the amount of money that I could sock away as long as it didn't break down for a while would be awesome.
Be had. It's just that not being home, that's the one downside. That's the reason why I wouldn't even consider it, just with the wife and kids at the house. But, I mean, for him, it's been great, him getting out of a factory and driving a truck.
If I had a girl to take with me over the road like that, it would be a completely different story, but I still haven't found one that would like to do that.
Harder to find.
WZM. Yeah, they're a rare breed. They're out there, but they're just somewhat hard to find.
I think him and his fiance, they ended up making it together. Like, both of them left working for either a factory or who knows what she did at the time, and they just decided to do it together because that way they didn't have to really share a truck with anybody. It could just be both of them. I think he drives during the day, and she basically drives at night, so it's worked out all right for KO4CN.
I'm at work here just a minute. So I'll probably have to get off of here for a couple of minutes until I find out what's going on, because they told me what I was doing today, but they didn't tell me where I was going, and I got to find out where I'm going.
Parking a lot of work myself, so I'm going to have to say 73s. So he said your name is, I think he said Daniel. Daniel, this is Andrew on this end, KO4CEF. I'm going to go ahead and say 73s. Ed, if you're still out there listening, have a good one. 73s to you. And hopefully we'll holler at y'all another morning. KO4CEF. And I will be clear after your finals.
73s, Andrew.
KO4CEM, KJ4WZM. I don't know if I'll be back on here or not, but 73s to you just in case I'm not. Hope you have a great rest of the morning. I'll try to hop back on here, but I don't know exactly what I'm doing yet and when I'll be back on.
I'm here. 73C, just in case. KN4NAP.
It's KN4TFW.
And Ken, KN4NAP.
Good morning. Hey, good morning, Ken. KO4CEF.
Good morning, Andrew. How you doing?
All right, just about to jump out of the truck and head on into work. We're going to try to get an early start.
Yeah, I guess you must have got to get ready for a meeting.
Get prepared right now, so I've been trying to get in a little earlier. Anyway, let me get on in here. 73's to you. I just want to tell you good morning. Hopefully we'll catch you on another morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear.
To KN4TFW.
Shocked you being on this afternoon.
Expected. Where was you headed?
At home. I done gone and got a bunch of stuff for Low Country Bowl.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
The pot wound up being empty.
Liked it.
Stuff for, I guess, 10 people, and they wiped but 5 of us. My oldest boy and his wife and little girl was there. That little girl put some stuff away now.
You always eat good at Papa's house.
Did the smoked sausage I put in there.
Raven stew.
Your belly full, believe me. And when they went home, I even left, as they say, fat and sassy.
I hear you. That little one probably fell asleep on the way home.
She fell asleep within a half a mile, because they live within a half a mile from where I'm at.
Now she ain't over there all the time eating at Nana and Papa's house.
Every night.
Maybe that thunder yesterday?
It was rocking and rolling at my house.
That we only had a couple of claps of thunder and that, but it's like, man, it was like it was right there and it was loud. It shook the whole house.
Around the house for a little bit, at least it sounded like. I heard it about, I don't know, 8 or 9 times. It was pretty loud. Usually when it thunders like that, it's calling for snow.
Is it? I mean, it's right there at the threshold, but I guess it's just too warm up above.
We're supposed to get sleeting snow later on in the week.
And on any of the news, they're talking about, you know, heavy rains on Thursday.
Cope with the rain, even keep the snow.
Every truck likes the snow.
That's never let me down in the snow, but got to worry about about the guy coming out of Knoxville.
Had some chains on his truck that went on.
The guys on the Tennessee phoned it yesterday morning, and they were all talking about snow for them.
They had up through there.
In Illinois, he'd already had a foot of snow, and they were getting more, and the temperature was 18 below.
It's going to melt anytime soon. Dude, this morning, the barn's supposed to get like about a half inch of ice. I don't know, maybe it was, you know, through Thursday or something.
If it gets real bad, I got a feeling the truck's just going to sit there in Knoxville and wait it out. So I might give me a couple of days off. Trouble is, if I don't run, I don't make no money.
On the Facebook group, my 450D owners group, that they were discontinuing that model.
Discontinuing a couple, well, the FTDX 3000 and 5000.
Not like they were discontinuing the 450D also. Man, that thing's a workhorse.
Little radio. I hope they don't discontinue that. The problem they got is, excuse me, the company that makes the conductors and stuff burned down.
Problem.
Yeah, a little over a year before they were back up and running. Discontinue a good year. All right.
Bad spot.
Said if they do that, the price of a good used one is going to double.
At KN4TFW. I'll get me a different antenna for mine, something that maybe I can, you know, a three element that's, you know, directional that I can aim a little bit.
Hey, Friday. You do that, I'll never be able to catch you.
I hear you.
Remember, right, the next QSO party is the 26th.
North Carolina one and the North Carolina one, but they're only like, looks like they're only about 12 hours long.
12 hours, I feel sure you'll spank me.
On that 8-day contest calendar from, I don't know, it's like WA7 something on that, but it's pretty accurate and reliable. It gives you all the information right there.
Any wind over that way?
I find something that could be blowing in the wind. It doesn't, well, I guess the lights are swinging a little bit. Let me try to find a flag here. Hold on. I stopped at a red light when you asked me, and there ain't nothing in sight.
Because I turned the corner and a big gust of wind came in and blew my hat off. I had to chase it.
KN.
Oh, how you doing? KN4TFW.
KW and KM4NAP. Morning. It was windy on my way to work this morning.
If I can find a flag or something to see if it's blowing in the wind, I'm kind of riding out through an area that's not too populated.
Feel it this morning.
If it's blowing over here.
Yeah. Yeah. For me today, 3 stops and 478 cases. Easy.
Thing is, it's just 3 stops.
I'm not going to complain about that. The only thing they told me, oh, it's probably on a straight track. Probably on a straight track. It's a small road. Well, I checked all the straight trucks. They were empty. Then I started checking the semis. I know who drives what. one, and then I got the, one of the semis that is sometimes the spare one and sometimes the stuff on it. That's the one with that.
Just be careful.
You go around here and take care of his paperwork real quick and head out the door. I'll catch you all in a second.
A nasty day to be outside.
Stayed in till it's time to go get grandkids.
Supposed to work curbside, you know, for the delivery yesterday morning, and she got there and worked a couple of hours, and then they sent her home. It's like, man, that was good, because it was terrible outside. I think today ain't going to be, maybe there won't be as much rain, but it's still not going to make it to 40. Oh, I see some flags. They're blowing pretty good now.
Supposed to get to see some sunshine a little bit today.
Sunshine doesn't feel quite as bad as 38 pouring down rain.
True. Only bad thing is when I'm sitting there in line to pick up the grandbaby, the sun's coming in, I won't go to sleep.
Pickup line, they'll remind you to move up.
Yes, they will. I'll be doing it
until
she gets out of high school.
Won't be, but maybe 8 more years and she'll be able to drive, right?
True. I don't know if I'll be picking up the great-granddaughter, Macy, or not. And at 8 years, her and her little brother, Lane, both will be in school. So I'll probably still be running Papa taxi service in my mid-80s.
Well, I guess we got to have something to do when we retire.
I've done ever since I've been retired. I've gone and picked up grandkids and took them to school. Or if they were still small, I babysitted them during the day.
One of them county school bus driving jobs.
School bus in high school. No, thank you. Driver. He wouldn't let governor stay on his engine. He'd find out a way to blow it.
I had him turn down to about 35 miles an hour was the best they would do, right?
For my bus that I drove would run 45, and that would pedal all the way to the floor, and you push him with your other foot.
And the clutch going down the hill.
Doing that, they got a little mad at you.
I rode the bus, and it was a teacher that drove. And, man, he was always having to stay after school and do this and that. That sucker wouldn't leave the school an hour late.
Riders were junior high and high school, and they brought the junior high riders over on another bus, and then they got on mine. Usually I left school about 10 minutes after 3, and I got home about 5.
If you used to drive a school bus, I'd get up in the morning, go out there, you know, fire it up, do all the checks and everything, and then she'd be off and running.
Check them just like an 18-wheeler.
There's a lot of cars this morning.
Too much traffic this morning. I put to get on 93, which is a 4-lane. It might pick up a little bit there.
Hey, AJ4WDF.
Okay.
Today, but first stop is QT on Pelham Road.
About 30 minutes.
concern.
Now those straps on the trailers for the coats are cut, don't you?
You leave them hanging out, they get cut. People come along and cut them accidentally on purpose, especially Coke does that and Budweiser does that. Our guys haven't done that as much, but they're cut if someone leaves them hanging out driving down the road.
When my youngest middle son was working for Coke, they did cut straps, and then they looked out on the camera, and one of the drivers somehow or other had got his head in one of those straps and was about to hang himself. Accidental. So they ordered all the straps to be cut.
Today. Yeah, I'm doing good, Al. How are you?
Good morning, Al.
We moved that the other night. Seen that uncalled nurse until we got into it bad, but I prayed with the pastor a little bit. We calmed down, but man, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Talking to me, Al? KJ4WZM.
I was just wondering if it was still raining around here and where you guys are.
The way to work, it's not now.
Up here in Spartanburg, KN4TFW.
No rain for today.
Clear up.
So bad you can't go out there.
I stopped by my house the other day in four-wheel drive vehicles and they got stuck in my driveway. We had to pull them out.
Well, you know how my shop is, how much water back there. I wouldn't even dare go back there with a four-wheel drive. You would be pulling it out.
Here's Mountain Shadow. I can't hear too good. I need a couple of minutes. I'll be back out of it.
Pick it up.
No, not too bad. KN4TFW.
Well, my cat. What? He's been bothering him. He's in a real pain. Yeah. Cut down just a little. But I realize what I have to do. That's all I'm going to say. Wait. It is going to court. About it. I realized that the ones that have to say is the hospice workers and them. So we've all of us worked it out.
An interesting situation going on.
Deal with, but I decided that sometimes I've got a few things, we'll get it done, and I'm really glad you guys are doing good. I'm feeling a little better this morning, though. I mean, I'm psychologically feeling better.
What?
Your prayer and help. Hear that, though. That's good stuff.
Customers and I can put this one in the boat, KM4NAP, Friday.
Well, I have that before you.
You're waiting, but at least it ain't been raining.
There was some pretty nasty thunderstorms last night, I'll tell you what.
The roof over my house. They came to see me first. I sent it on over to see you.
I hadn't seen him in a wintertime like that in a long time.
Come on in here, Ken.
In the road to the gate, so I'm going to have to tell you guys 73 and hope you have an awesome day and stay dry and look forward to catching you guys in the morning. KN4TFW, I'll be clear on your final.
Okay.
glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard, and hopefully catch you in the morning. 7-3, KM4-NAC.
I know you're driving, you gotta keep paying attention to the road, especially in the morning, but the sun isn't up yet, I don't think.
About enough, maybe 10 minutes out from my first stop of the day, and I'll be off of here for quite a while at that point, probably an hour, hour and a half. But anyway, I'll try to holler at you at some point.
What's really cool is the guy got me the vertical, 21-foot vertical with you can put guys on it. It's all set up for HF. It'll do, I think it'll do all the bands. It's really a nice vertical. So if, you know, just for to help protect all the computers and equipment, he got my all my tube equipment going. The only thing that we got them all going. Everything works. He fixed everything. All the power supplies are rebuilt. The only thing that we're going to have to fight with is when you do the, I got the big, you saw the big power supply there. We're going to have to, I got to resurrect that power. It's done. We just got to wire it for 220, which I think Gary did most of the F40 did the legwork. So, and I got to do something for tuning it. It was really cool because it looks like, he said everything works. He checked everything. Of all 706, he fixed that. He fixed that 2 meter that didn't work. I mean, he fixed everything.
Well, I'll probably call you in a little while and talk to you about all that stuff. I'm trying to leave the road here for a minute because I'm going through some busy intersections. Hold on.
expect him to give you a holler, because he will be interested.
I just haven't been able to get a hold of him. I've got his correct number. Good. Well, I'm rolling up to my first one here. So I'm going to say 73s for now, because I'll be, y'all all be gone before I get back on the radio. So 73s in. Hope you have a great morning. 73s out. Hope you have a great morning, too. I will holler at you later. AJ4WZM.
Careful, Daniel, and don't work too hard. And I hope to catch you in the morning, and I'm going to be in the driveway in about 5 minutes. So, KM4NAP, send it 73.
I'll try to run around at like 11 o'clock or something. So, I'll try to turn the radio on. I'll talk to you later, then we'll get to it later. I'm going to see if I can feed this stupid cat one. Clear.